Sam Allen is Deere & Company's chairman and CEO. And on behalf of the John Deere organization, he presented a $75,000 contribution to the FFA Living to Serve platform. The funds are in addition to the wide range of support for FFA activities given by Deere throughout the year and over the last 75 years of partnering with FFA. Had the opportunity after the announcement to talk with Mr. Allen about the contribution and about where John Deere may be headed over the years to come.
Mr. Allen, let's talk a little bit about this commitment by John Deere. Uh-huh. Tell me about your interest in the Living to Serve project.
You know, first let me say, I think this year we're going to give a little over $1 million to FFA. And that's in general just to support the entire FFA organization. But Living to Serve, the unique aspect that we found out about it is it really gives every one of these FFA members a chance to nominate themselves and work on a project that helps in their community, whether it's sustainability, whether it's working on education, but it's a commitment to help the individual community. And we thought that that is just something very neat. We do that with our employees. We actually, our employees get to volunteer, and when they volunteer, we provide donations in support of the organizations they volunteer. So this kind of fit really in alignment with what we already do with our own employees, and so we thought it was a great thing.
75-year commitment and partnership with FFA, that's remarkable.
It is. We were talking about this yesterday, and quite frankly, I learned some more about it in preparation for this. But it was 1943. It was the middle of World War II. John Deere, some of our factories were being used for munitions factories. And yet at that point in time, the company gave $1,000 to FFA, and it continued every year since. And as I mentioned last night in talking to people, that $1,000 back then, at the size of the company it was, it is even more impactful than what today $1 million is in the size of the company we are today. So it started a long time ago, and we're very proud of it.
John Deere, and of course, agriculture has changed a tremendous amount since then. How do you see the future for a company like John Deere and how you work with farmers and ranchers?
Certainly, we think the company is moving more and more from being about just the iron and more about the technology. And just since 2012, the whole area of what we call precision ag has evolved, and we literally are at the point where we're going from managing a farm to managing a field to managing a plot to, within the next couple of years, being to the point we manage the plant. And that the ability to take 1,000 acres and manage it plant by plant is the technology that's coming in play. And John Deere is investing heavily to be ready to support farmers in doing that.
CEO of Deere & Company, Sam Allen, visiting with us at the 91st National Convention of the FFA. Our reports all this week being powered by ITC, your energy superhighway. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.